the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. We've got a great show for you today. Really excited about it. We're talking you stuffed up.
We stuffed up.
Basically, Steve and I have gone back through the archives of all the shows we've done for the year, and we're just going to go back and have a bit of a laugh on about ourselves, about some of the awesome, not-so-great trades or calls that we've made for this year. But Steve, welcome, and how are you feeling about the show?
I was feeling great, but the listeners have no idea about this, but to punish ourselves even further, I went down to the bottle shop and selected maybe a couple of the worst beers I could find, and I just had a sip of my light ice, and I don't feel so great anymore, believe it or not.
And I'm drinking a Master Brewed Blue Bitter, full-flavoured light. There's no such thing.
That doesn't sound great. I did buy an IPA. I was thinking, well, it's either probably nice for you to cleanse your palate, or just more punishment for myself.
Well, it depends on how the show goes. We might have a counter to see who's the worst in this, but just looking at some of this on the list, well, I'm pretty bad.
Well, there's not a lot of good. Well, I mean,
we did do a few good things this year, and to start off, early in the show, we had who our breakout people would be, and I called Jason Johannesson, so pretty happy with that one.
That's not too bad. Jono, look, we make a lot of calls, captain's calls and waivers and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
We get a lot right, but man, did we get some wrong?
We got some wrong horribly. Just a few of our good calls. Steve, you did Nick Riewoldt averaging over 100, which he did. Dusty for Brownlow.
I've got the audio for all this, Jono.
Oh, right.
So here's you on Jason Johannesson making the call that he'll be a bit of a... He was a great bit of breakout.
The first bloke I'm going to talk about today is Jason Johannesson from the Western Bulldogs.
So
there you go.
Pretty handy, Jono.
Very happy with that one.
He was a star.
Was a star, man.
Although he did get injured for a big 10 weeks. But, you know, he came back and was great for you in the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. So probably going to be a top 10 defender next year.
Geez, you have to think he's probably going to be drafted that way, don't you?
Absolutely.
He was me on Nick Riewoldt.
I'm all for Nick Riewoldt. I think he's an absolute superstar.
You see him going back to that 100 average? Or
absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, kaboom.
Back of the net.
And I even managed to draft him, which was
even better.
Which was pretty handy. What else? Ah, this one. When we were looking for some speculative Brownlow picks, Jono.
Yep.
Looking for a smoky on the Brownlow. Who have you got, Steve?
I had Dustin Martin at 34.
Wow.
Not bad value, really. Where did he come? Third.
So if you backed him each way at $34, you showed a pretty good profit.
Absolutely. I had the bond too, so not too bad there.
Yeah, but...
Not as good as Dustin.
That was you.
But one of our fallers I had was Ivan Marek, falling big time this year.
Who you got falling?
Falling, keeping with the Ruckman trend, Ivan Marek, the mullet from Richmond.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, entering season 11, he looked cooked last year. He's just...
And cooked he was.
Cooked he was. Can't believe he got an extra year.
Well, it's more a coaching role, and if Sean Hampson goes down... Ivan, get in there and have a kick, mate. But no, it's more to go into coaching. But our last good call, I think this is a pretty easy one. There's a no-brainer, JJK for the Coleman, really?
Who have you got, Steve?
I went for JJK, the favourite at $4.50, which...
Yeah, hard to go past.
It's hard to go past. Well, I mean, I think West Coast are going to be the best team this year, so
yeah,
obviously he's going to get the opportunity.
I don't think Essendon will be...
Good call and bad call in one there.
I thought I'd leave that in there since I really, in the preseason, rode that West Coast are going to win the flag train.
Not so much.
Not so much it turned out. But just, man, we suck, Jono. We just want to intro this with some inspiring words from Hank Hill.
Nice.
About how we went.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby. Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
Yep, That's exactly how we're feeling.
Yeah, we just got a new mixer, so we're really playing around with it.
Yeah, so if you're going to hear clicks and bumps and lumps, we're just getting used to how the sound going. But starting it off, we're going to ease into it. So get your vomit bags ready, people, because this is going to get ugly.
That's not good. Jono, I believe you said this.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Two games of the year, they weren't that bad. And by the way, listeners, we will stand by everything we have said for the year.
I'm running in hot. Oh my God, I just had some more of that light ice. And I think it goes down and then you taste it again and...
I'm going to need some vodka or something to wash the taste out after this. But also, I thought Brisbane were going to be a sure thing this year.
Who do you see rising up the ladder anyway?
Brisbane Lions.
Whoops. Maybe in 2025. I don't know. Future prediction.
Well, there was, you know, we said a lot of big things, Jono, but unfortunately, I had a bit of a different grand final than the one that played out.
Yeah, I've got West Coast beating Frio in an all Western Australia grand final.
Yeah, maybe in the like West Coast Frio waffle team, but certainly didn't happen in the AFL.
It wasn't great at all.
Oh man, but I love the next. Love your next pick here, Steve.
I was all over this guy in preseason. We talked a few sleepers.
My defensive sleeper is Christian Salem from Melbourne.
And he certainly slept, not appearing till the last week, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was a great sleeper. He hibernated through the entire season.
And tunned up in the last round. How good was that?
Well, you know, it's counts at the pointy end, doesn't it?
Certainly does, but... My next pick, my next faller, really.
Had his best season.
Had his best season ever.
Oh, all right, another faller for me. Might be a bit of a surprise to some people. Adam Treloar.
Whoops. That's all I can say.
Unfortunately, I've got to remember that I was banging that same drum, Jono.
Yeah, we both were, actually.
He had the pre-season surgery.
Coming to a new club
new
rule.
New club, and just... Went full ham.
Full ham and shooting up our draft boards now and not falling.
Wow, I don't know. There's a lot of trade news. Apparently Collingwood are getting every midfielder not named Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, that's true.
So, oh man. Was I on this guy though in the preseason? Thought he was set for a return to form. Going to be one of the premier big men in the competition.
Number one, right.
He was right up there.
Burning up the track.
I had Big Boy McAvoy as my sleeper ruck until... the Essendon players got rubbed out, and it made my boy interesting Matt Lobey real tasty.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
that's about as tasty as a turd sandwich.
It was not a spicy meatball.
No, it was not. Oh. I mean, yeah, maybe in the back end if he didn't get that knee injury, but no, nah, wait, he's just gonna suck for the whole year.
Oh, I deserve some light ass for that one. That was. Oh, we're going to learn our lesson on Matt Lobey.
Yeah. And what about the next guy? Are you going to learn your lesson on this guy?
No, I'm not. I probably will get burned again, but let's take a trip down memory lane on...
All right, anyway, my last riser is Ryan Griffin. So, number four.
He had a good final series for your fantasy team.
Yeah. Do you reckon he gets defensive status?
Nah, if he didn't get it last year, he was never going to get it because, like, the year before, he was, like, full half back all
the
time.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, well, I mean, he got it in
fantasy.
Ultimate.
Yeah.
But,
not super coach. But... oh, man. I'm not looking forward to this.
Well, this is one of the worst calls I think of the whole show.
Second worst call, I reckon, of the whole show.
It was pretty bad. Here's Jono's thoughts on where he had one of the young stars of the comp rated.
So, number 40, this is the end of my mid-fours. For Supercoach, Patrick Cripps.
Not on my list.
No.
Not on your list.
Not on my list.
I mean, 40 was horrific in itself.
Absolutely, but not on my list.
Not on my list.
Can we just get that playing back? Playing back.
Not on my list. Not on my list. I want to say that about Matt Lobey next year.
Nah, sorry, Patrick, but you'll probably be in my top 20 for sure.
Wow. Well, he was a guy who I didn't have in my top three ruckman. let's revisit some of my great prognostication on the Demon Superstar.
No, yeah. But Maxi Gorn, he's certainly a lock for number three ruckman, you would think, now.
No. Just a little No. I need a teacher to come smack my hand for that one.
But you know, we have had a conversation about this where we saw Goldstein have his breakout a couple of years ago and then he regressed a bit. Possibly the same thing with Big Max.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking a couple of weeks ago, and no ruckman's repeated as the number one ruck since Dean Cox.
No, that's right.
So
look out, Brody Grundy.
Well, I mean, Max Gorn's going to... Can he be the one to buck the trend?
Could he be, yeah.
You know, I could see Goldie bouncing back.
With what team? A bunch of 12-year-olds?
Hey, Ben Cunnington is due to average 115.
Robbo says so.
And so says the Herald Sun, so get on board that train.
Picking forwards.
Picking some forwards here, Johnny. You had a couple guys rated...
Too high?
Bit high.
Moving on, the injury-prone Shane Edwards. Only played the 15.
Wait, what number have you got, Shane Edwards?
22.
20. Okay.
It's dicey.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
It was very dicey.
Yeah, risk reward. What would that have been? Put him in forward three.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember getting Shane Edwards off the waiver wire for a few weeks, and he was okay.
Yeah. For that two games.
Yeah, then it went very... Shane Edwards.
Very Shane Edwards.
But you had this guy even higher, Jono. He had all the promise in the world
and didn't deliver.
Coming in at number 15 for me, based purely on that DPP, we've spoken about him before, Callum Sinclair from Sydney. Only average...
That is a hot take, my friend.
That is a hot take. I'm all over this guy this year, just
39.
And dropped him after the second round.
My God.
I had a
going
feeling.
Into the season, my second forward. Yeah. Callum Sinclair.
Seems like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. So does this light ice.
Nah, Callum Sinclair did not work out, and you'd think Naismith may have gone past him. Played well.
You'd have to think so.
You'd think so, yeah.
Who's the next one?
West Coast Superstar. Former Brisbane Lion.
West Coast Superstar. I was pretty high on this guy, Joe.
You hitched that wagon well and truly.
39, I got Jack Redden.
Yeah.
What happened to old Jack?
Didn't work out so well for old Jack. No. What is about, like, we saw Lewis Jetta go over there, saw Jack Redden go over there, and I think the time difference got him. The game started, and then 3 hours later they started playing. They were just a bit confused.
Takes a season to get into that whole thing.
Yeah, that must be it. So Jack Redden could be breaking out this year.
My love for the Chad.
Well, we all love the Chad.
We do love the Chad.
But as someone who had the Chad in fantasy last year, I didn't love the Chad. I'm going to say it was all because of your advice in the preseason like this.
Coming at next, the Chad Wingard, number 7 for me.
7
In Supercoach, and 9 for Dream Team.
All just about it.
Gets it done year in, year out.
Certainly does get it done.
He did my forward line in. I know that much.
I think he did everyone's forward line in this year.
Started out so promisingly. He had a 140-ish first game.
120, yeah.
And that was basically his total score for the next three games.
Yeah.
And
then injuries crept up and we didn't see him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He got the hamstring.
The hamstring, yep.
Screw you, Chad.
Get him in next year.
Now, this is one of my favourites, Jono. This is one of my favourite calls. You made it.
We bash him around in our league record. He went into about every single team in our league record, but I'll stand by it. I'm standing by it.
Hey. If you had him in your VFL Supercoach team, he was holding your defence together.
He was number one defender.
There you go. Let's have a listen.
Number 26 in Supercoach for me. Bit of a surprising one. Lyndon Dunn from Melbourne.
Very surprising.
Yeah.
I think I was drinking when I did my rankings that day.
Drinking heavily.
Not this Master Brewed Blue Bitter.
Are you sure you don't have dyslexia and you actually had him at 62?
Quite possibly.
That could be the thing that explains it.
That's the only thing I can think of.
But we also tried picking players over other players, and I might have got this one wrong, Jono. Nathan Jones, man. Come on.
Love Nathan
He's
Jones.
Cheaper than Coniglio. Who are you going to choose?
I chose Coniglio.
Yeah.
That worked out well for me.
I'm just going to say this. I think I get sidetracked by the baldness. Like, I see another bald man, just, and I'm like...
High five each other?
Yeah. Like, bro. Yeah, you're going to...
But he did have a great final series, Nathan Jones.
Look, he was fine. He wasn't Coniglio fine, though.
Coniglio... Slightly tapered towards the end.
Well, was he like a top 15?
Yeah. Yeah. 100 and something, 6 average. So, I'll take that any day.
That one didn't work out for me.
But this one certainly didn't work out for me.
All right, we're going to kick off our fantasy face-off. Bit of old, bit of new. In the defense, got Cade Collar-Jasny versus my boy Cade versus old man Bartel. Collar-Jasny, man.
He was not the man. He carried an injury all year, so...
Oh, an injury?
Yeah, stomach injury. So he'll bounce back next year.
I'm getting a stomach injury from this light ice, though, Jones.
I'm getting losing vision out of my left eye. But no, that was quite a horrible call, but everyone got burnt by the old KK this year, but Bartel was fantastic.
He was.
Even though I am a raging ageist.
Well, you know, a lot of people are raging ageists, and nuts to them, I say.
That's it.
Cade Simpson, number one next year.
Thinking about it.
What's our next one? Oh, this is another one where you...
that I called.
Things didn't work out.
Yeah.
I mean, we just talked about Dan Hanbury. I'm probably still choosing Dan Hanbury over him.
No, I'm taking Dylan Shiel.
Okay.
Yeah, how good is my midfield looking?
We all thought Dylan Shiel was... Well, I mean, I thought Dylan Shiel was going to be good.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to be Dan Hanbury good, but...
Nah, I think the emergence of Coniglio there took points off him, and Shiel missed a game or two, so he'll bounce back.
Yeah.
But
maybe. But you said you weren't drafting any GWS midfielders next year.
I don't know. I change week to week.
Lyndon Dunn, man. Lyndon Dunn. Well, what about this guy, Joe? There's going to be a lot of forwards leaving the pool by the looks of it next year. You got swayed by a bit of preseason form.
Yep.
As we all can do. But what were you thinking on this one?
Lance Franklin.
Yep.
See you later. You're not in my... I did have him as a top 10. No.
Jono.
Yeah, no life of Buddy, and certainly would have been a top 10 forward this year.
He was a top 10 forward across the board in... Oh, I think he just missed out on average in one of the... Like, he was like number 12 in one of the
but
forms.
But in total score,
he was like top 8, I think, in everything.
Yeah.
Damn
you, Buddy, coming right at the right this year.
Yeah, he had a good season.
He had a great season. Like, I didn't... I see, okay, he had the mental health issues, but I'm all on board with the Buddy train for next year.
Yeah. We'll see how you feel in February.
Yeah.
I mean, he has like 3 touches in a preseason game.
Yeah, that's Buddy. Like, you'll see Ablett and all that do that as well, so...
Oh, Christ. Like, I got...
This actually isn't too bad.
Oh, screw you, Buddy. We actually bought an IPA as well, because I was like... I didn't know which one John would go for. I was like, maybe he'll let me have the IPA as punishment, because it can't be as bad as this.
Well, you're gonna need that IPA to wash that light ice down. I can actually stomach that. That's not bad.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
That's drinkable for a light.
What's our next take?
Big Willie style.
Oh yeah, Big Willie style. We skipped ahead to that one.
I'm starting to be interested in Will Minson. Yeah, he's got the hammy injury, so I'm not sure if he's going to be right round one, but he'll still be pretty good.
But I'm still interested. Like, yeah, he's... These guys can't... You can't play Tom Campbell and Jordan Ruffin. Premiership player.
Yeah.
Jordan Ruffin.
Come on down.
And Tommy Campbell, VFL Ruckman Premiership player.
Well, Tommy Campbell was doing pretty well in the early parts of the season. I mean...
Caught that injury, missed out, and the emergence of Tom Boyd.
So, Will Minson didn't factor into too many teams.
And let's see where he goes to next year. If he gets traded or he retires.
Oh, my God.
Someone to pick him up. Richmond.
Well, mate, if Ivan Merritt can get a gig, I mean, someone will...
Anyway, the preseason form of sliding players continue, Jono.
Yeah, especially Goldilocks from the Adelaide Crows, Rory Sloane.
One who I'm really calling on, Rory Sloane.
Yeah, what's going on, Rory? Yeah. He was invisible.
Is he just running around thinking it's, you know, pre-season holiday time, just fun in the sun? Like, I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm extremely worried.
Like, I had him.
I'm not getting him in my draft, I know that much.
Yeah, I had him on the turn in that 11 to 20 category. No, he's going as an M3-4 now for me. Just
M3-4.
Oh,
jeez, if he was your M4, you'd have a bloody good day,
I reckon.
Sorry, Rory, but you had a great year. Right up there in the Brownlow contention, and well done on your wedding on the weekend, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, who knows?
He's you know what he's going to do? He's on his honeymoon right now, and he's listening to the podcast, and he's like, and he's just having a beer going, yeah, I stuck it up, you draft doctors.
Yeah.
So I was listening to that fifth show when only about 12 people were listening to your goddamn podcast.
M3, M4, my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try and win the Brownlow here.
So sometimes we get swayed by the preseason form. But
we do.
But we were a bit scared because of Dangerfield leaving.
Danger unknown.
There was, yeah, a lot of unknowns.
A lot of unknowns, but hey.
Now we know.
Bryce Gibb's going to back him up.
Yeah. This is one of our last ones, Jono.
Do you reckon this is worst call of the year? I should scull the rest of this beer for this call.
What round was it? Round three.
Round three.
I'm just going to play this.
Moving on now to our waiver pickups for this week. I've got Jackson Ramsey from Collingwood.
Yeah. So, bit of backstory for the listeners there. Round three pickup old Jackson Ramsey, who did his ACL during the week.
Yep. And that's what happens when you don't do your research, people.
So,
and thank you to our listeners who did pull us up on it.
They were pretty kind about it all, yeah. Really, John.
I think maybe because we just started and haven't got that rapport yet.
Guys, just nudge, quietly.
ACL.
So, yeah, he didn't do much after that.
No, but I heard he's rehabbing well and burning up the track for next year.
Oh, that's good. This is our last one, Jono, and you've got the list in front of you, obviously, of all the sound clips we've heard. Oh, sorry, I should have said, do you have any other ones? Because I just wanted to save this one to last, because it just makes me look like the biggest dill.
I did have them, but like your Mitchell Robinson captain's call.
I cut that up. I didn't put it in.
Oh.
I cut it up and everything.
And it wasn't even a rough pick. Mitch Robinson. And you called the wrong team. They were playing Richmond. And you said they're playing Collingwood.
That was... He got injured in the second quarter.
I know.
Well, how's that... That's not bad. Like, come on. We let injured players slide.
A little bit. But you called it Collingwood instead when they were playing Richmond.
Well, that's... Well, we've done that about 1,000 times since.
We have, yeah.
So, anyway. I saved this up, Jono. You've got the little list in front of you. I saved this up because... Let's be honest. I've got a certain brand going. And that brand is... Mostly just Roosie's hair.
Yep.
I hate Jake Stringer. And there's a certain other player I hate.
Yep, I know who it is.
And let's just take a listen because it makes my brand look really bad.
Yeah, look, I love Jesse Hogan. I think he's a gun.
So,
can we hear that one more time, please? Can we just... One more time, please. One more time.
For that loop.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I love Jesse Hogan. I think he's a gun. Yeah, look, I love Jesse Hogan. I think he's a gun.
Yeah. But I was looking at your ranking before. You had him at number 36 for Supercoach. Ended up being number 44 forward. So you're not too bad.
I love Jesse Hogan.
I think he's a gun.
I think he's a gun. How the brand changes in a year. How times have changed.
Yeah, I did it again. I did it this year. Had my money on Caleb Daniel. Cashed out, reinvested into Mills. Happy days.
Yeah, but are you going to turn around and say, I love Caleb Daniel, and then at the end of the season have turned full 180 and just be like, Caleb Daniel is Satan's spawn?
But he's not.
Speaking of Satan's spawn, this light ice is...
Yeah, we need real beer in our stomachs.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. If you want to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook, search in The Draft Doctors, hit the like button there. Leave us any questions or comments you may have on the show.
Yeah, just tell us how bad these calls were.
Very bad. Any other comments or if you want to, got any show topics that you think you might want us to cover over the pre-season, we're all ears. But coming up next week, look, we know it's trade week's just started and we've seen Ty Vickery go to the Hawks. I don't know why, so they must be getting rid of Sicily or Gunston if you're getting that power forward in.
Well, I think they're worried because Segler's out forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, we don't deal in innuendo. We deal in facts.
Yes.
So
next week, once week one done, we will know who's been moved on and we'll talk about the trade implications and the fantasy implications of that.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks we'll be doing trade shows because we just, look, let's be honest, it's day one, so nothing's going to happen for about 4 days other than there'll be like a swap of picks. Despite the fact that everyone's leaving.
Everyone's going to Hawthorn, Collingwood or Geelong at the moment.
Yeah.
So good luck to them, those clubs. But that's all we got time for this week and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, I hope the audio wasn't too bad. Like I said, we're playing around with this mixer. We should... We'll know more once we listen to this in post.
Yep.
But yeah, catch you next time.